This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's get to business on a Wednesday. Kenny's dead. We saw that coming yesterday. His weekly tradition of a sick day rolls on.
He's not dead. He's just sick.
Kenny Cott has passed away. All right, let's move
Thoughts
on.
And prayers.
We've got a lot to discuss, including a hypothetical at the top of the hour. The NFL salary cap going up, up, and away. And that is, I think, less of an excuse for the Lions not to be bold this offseason. But we'll get there. Rico, we have to talk about your purview. Media rights. No, this is not your fault. This has nothing to do with you. But I want to talk to Lions fans about something, because this is way more than, how do I switch the channels? If you're not paying attention, the small news item that was in a Blitz yesterday, boy, when you read the fine print on this, it's big news. And this is a problem. Netflix is trying to be more than just a mild disruptor. Netflix is going to try to buy out CBS or Fox. Full stop. Meaning they want the 1 p.m. or 4 p.m. window of your NFL football. Now, while the rights deals go through 2033, the NFL can and will put a bullet in this deal. They have an out clause. They can end it 4 years earlier. So what does it mean for you as a Lions fan? And what does it mean for you as a football fan? Well, considering the cost of right now, watching every NFL game ranges between $800 and $1,700, depending on base packages and then how far you want to go into the vortex, it's already reaching a point of absurdity. Mm-hmm. It has now become, watching the NFL has become your new cable bill. But here's the thing. Their chief content officer at Netflix, basically, they're going to bid on the Sunday afternoon games, and there's going to be a full-time 9 a.m. weekly game. And whether it's Nigeria, Mexico City, or anywhere in between. Oh, man. So here's my question, Rico. Now, I know what people will say. Well, their job is to make money. Well, they are. That's how the salary cap just went from 255 to possibly 280, minimum 275. That's how they paid a commissioner 52 mil. Guys, I want to know, is this starting to get out of hand for you? And before you laugh at what I say, I want you to think, as we sit here on Wednesday, February 19th, 4 years from now, what if the Lions become a la carte? What if you are going to have to pay every week to watch your team? What if the cost of Red Zone quadruples? What if Red Zone, in order to have every game, even though half of them are stream only, but you want to have Red Zone. Everyone loves Red Zone, right, Rico? Mm-hmm. What if that becomes $1,500 in 4 years? They're going to make you bleed until you say no more. I just would love to have a conversation with everybody, because the Lions have never been hotter. We were just making jokes out there. The Lions could knock down Ford Field and start a project on the fail jail And people would be like, you know what? That's a great use of public money.
Yeah.
The Lions have never been hotter. But Rico, this is spiraling to a point where I wonder, are fans going to say, you know what? Between ESPN Plus, Peacock, Red Zone, YouTube TV, Netflix, Amazon Prime, CBS, Fox, whoever's getting the streaming games, you know what? Enough.
Mm-hmm. I think they are. Now, what will happen is teams that are really good, their fans will just bite the bullet. They won't like it. But if you're a team that's just a fringe team or you're out of it, man, you're going to tap out and say, nah, this is way too expensive for me. I'll catch whatever I can on air quote free TV. I'll just wait for the old school, you know, whatever happens to last, either Fox or CBS. I'll just watch whatever game they happen to throw on there. Because, yes, I do think that they are going to outprice their audience. I think that they are not thinking about their audience. And I think that they are, as you like to say, they think that they're too big to fail. But anybody, it's like the kiss of death. Whenever you think you're too big to fail, you fail. And you fail miserably. The NFL is king. The NFL is pushing the boundaries. The NFL, you know, we're going to try Christmas. We're going to try, you know, Black Friday. We're going to try different things.
Extending the season. That's coming next.
I think now when you hit the pocketbook, because now what you're doing is you're making fans decide, do I pay a lot of money to go see them in person, or do I pay a lot of money to sit at home and watch them on my couch?
And understand.
Or do I just say, I got nothing?
And this is the problem I have. If you don't believe you can do damage to a sport based on networks dictating things, I give you college football. Damage is done. The rivalries don't mean nothing. The regular season doesn't mean nothing. The conference championship games didn't mean nothing. You can't say that. I just did. Clemson and SMU didn't mean anything. Georgia and Texas didn't mean anything. Oregon and Penn State didn't mean anything. Want to keep going? Look, the bottom line in all of this, I want to gauge your temperature because I want you to picture a Sunday afternoon. You've worked your ass off all week. You did your honey-do list. You just want to watch your football, right? And you go to turn on the Lions, and they're a streaming-only game at 1 p.m. on a Sunday. They're not even on your local provider.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Or you love Red Zone and you want Red Zone, but now Red Zone, they're going to literally charge you a mortgage payment. If you don't think Red Zone could cost an upwards of $1,500 in 4 years, you're not paying attention. Once Netflix pays, and again, CBS and Fox do not have the money. Netflix can just keep writing checks. If Amazon Prime decides they want afternoon football, buckle up.
Which is funny. I'm like, how did Netflix get this rich? But no, I mean, I know with subscribers and all, but
meanwhile, there's a framed picture of Kenny Cott in their office. People like him. Their life is TV. 248-539-9797.
You win.
David, I want your opinion on this. And again, if it's approaching, call it $1,500 to watch every NFL game, at what point do you start to go, okay, I'm not doing this? Remember when people cut the cord and they thought they beat the system? They didn't beat the system because the system caught up. Now it's every bit as expensive to buy all the streaming in your home. You've already paid for services. You're going to pay more. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the NFL is going to do now? They do this with Netflix, and Netflix was a disaster with that Cowboys game. Oh, premium buffering, extra money. Want the ability to flip channels? Extra money. We'll offer you Red Zone Plus, extra money. Mm-hmm. At what point do you put your foot down and go, you know what? I'm out. Now, it's different for me. As a Giants fan, my team is vomit. I don't pay for nothing with them. I don't need to watch them. They're ass.
Right. But when Russell leads the resurgence.
Oh, thank God.
Mr. Dangerous.
Guys, it does get to a point because then you go, well, I'll just pay it. I love my team. I want to really think about what this could cost in 4 years. Think about the money Netflix will spend in order to wrestle these rights from CBS or Fox. And if you think they're in the business of offering you a deal, you're insane.
See, Mike, you just said it. Because what so many people say when it comes to the streaming services, they say, well, I already have Netflix or I already have Amazon Prime. That won't matter because now your price will go up. You already have it, but instead of paying $14.99 a month, you'll be paying $20 a month or more. So you can't say, well, I'm good because I already have that service. No, your price will go up. And it will continue to go up. And what will happen is there will probably be a separate service within it that you're paying for now just for the NFL.
You'll get Amazon Prime Plus.
Yes. Plus, plus, plus.
So Ultra Amazon plus. Prime, you get, you know, your free subscription and you can watch some stuff. Oh, but if you want the NFL games, that's an additional $8 a month.
I mean, think about it. You could see Netflix by the time this deal happens. Netflix will be north of $100 a month.
Which is funny because everybody cut the cord. No, because cable was just way too much. It's like, yeah, cable's now sitting, yeah, bet you like me now.
Yeah, you want your one piece. And again, the NFL doesn't care because they think they're indestructible. Just remember, this is how the 08 financial crisis happened. We're too big to fail. Mortgage industry, homes, it's never failed before. Let's do a bunch of irrational BS and outright fraud and con artistry. Nothing will happen. Cutscene, dead. Capitalism is fine. Make 90 cents on the dollar. You have to make some of your decisions with the customer in mind, with the health of your product. Mm-hmm. Rico, think about this now, too. A Sunday that used to be 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. They will now have expanded this from a 9 a.m. start through midnight. Games on Monday, games on Thursday, games on Friday are coming. I hope you're ready.
So basically it becomes the NCAA tournament opening weekend.
But it'll be every week. And the problem is you're going to have 4, 5, 6, 8 different platforms. You've seen how it hurts college.
And I'm not doing... No.
I'm not doing the violin. I understand. Yes.
You get to a point where you go, why is this a part-time job now to find the game I want? But moreover, the NFL, if the cap just went up $20 million year over year, Goodell makes $52 million. John Mara, the New York Giants, is offering for sale a 10% non-controlling, non-decision-making stake in the New York Football Giants to private equity. That's going to result in him on an over $7 billion valuation. That's going to be $700 million in his pocket for doing nothing. They're already making all the money. So at what point do we go, hey, be careful. Ice cream's delicious. You eat the whole pint, it's going to be coming out of both ends, if you know what I mean. How much is enough?
Along with the 20-game season, yeah.
Super Bowl, it'll be the last day of February. It's coming.
St. Patrick's Day.
Why not? Make it opening day. 248-539-9797. I want to have that conversation with you guys. We've got a blitz to do. We've got a very interesting question of this or that, top of the hour.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.